basketball. We got a couple of seniors here on the show here, and we're part of that big victory on the road last night against Lakin, and 47-36. What a big win for Scott City against the number 9 ranked team in Class 3A. But now they have to turn their attention real quickly, as it's a good rival on Friday night with the Holcomb Longhorns coming to town, and should be a fun one there as part of winter homecoming. As I mentioned, we got a couple of seniors on our show here this evening. We'll start off with senior Sage Steckline. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining me here on the show here. And you got back in the lineup here last night a little bit stronger, and got rid of that sick bug there. And how'd you feel like you played last night?
Not my best game of the year, but not my worst either. I know I didn't quite have the counting stats, but I feel like I made a bigger of an impact than I have in other games. So it was definitely good to just be back out there.
What are some of the things that you felt like that you did make the impact on last night?
Obviously, I kind of got into foul trouble, mm-hmm. so I didn't get my normal rotation in terms of playing time mm-hmm. and, you know, when I get my minutes. But I felt like in that latter half, that third and fourth quarter, mm-hmm. Down in that post defense, I felt like I was there a lot more, drew a charge, drew a couple travels, and I just felt more effective in general.
Yeah, you had somebody that matched your height last night. That doesn't happen very often. What was that challenge like for you?
Yeah, it's definitely kind of different just because most mm-hmm. kids, I can live with sitting behind them and making them shoot over me. But, you know, it's kind of an adjustment. But at the end of the day, I have confidence in my skill.
All right. Well, I got to ask you about this. You picked up your fourth foul last night there, kind of a tough call that went against you. And for whatever reason, they wouldn't let the sub come in for you. And you go down the court there, and you kind of have a big collision there, and they call the block. Were you a little nervous at first that they were going to call the offensive foul and that was going to be it for you in the third?
Yeah, you know, once they blow that whistle, your stomach always kind of drops, but, you know, you can't play scared, and so.
Absolutely. Big game Friday night. What are you looking forward to the most with Holcomb coming to town?
Just being back at home, it's always a good time to play at home, have people cheering you on.
You betcha. It'd be kind of nice, 3 out of the next 4 at home.
Yeah, you know, we've had what feels like road trip after road trip, so it'll be nice to be able to stay home.
Absolutely. Once again, it is senior Sage Steckline joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And good job last night, Sage, and thanks again for joining me here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, senior Sage Steckline here. We're going to join with another senior here. He's like, all right, I'll give you the headset. It's senior Coy Vance, and he came off the bench and provided some quality minutes last night as well. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, doing all right, thank you. Well, last night, kind of go through that game. You're kind of part of it where it was kind of a struggle early on, down 11 early on. All of a sudden, you find yourselves up 10 in the third quarter. Kind of go through that turnaround as a player.
Well, I think at the start they jumped out that lead, and we knew that we were fine. We knew it wasn't no big mm-hmm. deal. And I think on their end, I think they just thought they had the game won right then and there, and they just kind of relaxed, and we were able to kind of jump on them and surprise them a little bit.
But, I mean, it was a very intense game. And is it kind of mentally draining as well at times with how much pressure that they put on you for the whole 32 minutes when you're out there?
Yeah, a little bit, because you, and especially in a game like that, mess-ups could cost you in a hurry, just how fast that game was going and every little mistake counted. But it's not too terrible most of the time.
But do you feel like you played some of your best defense last night?
Yeah, on the defensive end, I think I was pretty solid. I didn't let anything too stupid happen to me, and I think I played pretty good on defense.
All right, I got to ask you about this. I think it was in the fourth quarter. It was in a big situation there. It's when they said that Scott City was granted the timeout, and so the teams go to the bench, and then the officials huddle, and then they bring the coaches there, and then they ended up changing the call. But I noticed when Coach Gentry had to go talk to the scorers table, you kind of go in there and give them a little pep talk or whatever. You feel like that you're kind of one of those that brings the energy and keeps everybody up and going?
Yeah, I try to definitely bring some energy and just kind of keep everybody's mind where it needs to be at times like that, where, you know, the crowd's obviously screaming mm-hmm. at what's going on, and then I was just trying to keep everyone focused at the task at hand.
Oh, big game Friday night. What are you excited the most about having Holcomb at home?
I just love playing Holcomb. It's a good rivalry that mm-hmm. I've always loved to play in, and it's fun to play it in the home crowd, especially on homecoming.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a good night for you on Friday night there, and keep up the good work there, Coy. Thanks again for joining me here, and we'll see you on Friday.
Yep, see ya.
All right. Once again, senior Coy Vance joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and we're going to get a another player with us here, and he had a big night last night, and let him get the headset. It's Junior Jackson Rumford, and I look at your arm there, and it's still not red hot from your shooting last night, so you cooled off a little bit. But go through that game last night. What was that like?
Well, obviously they, you know, really got on the hop right away, and we just kind of got socked in the mouth a little bit at first, and then you know, we just kind of started playing some good D. You know, started working offensive possessions, and just went our way. They started missing shots. You know, they started out 15. It was 15-4, and then in like the first quarter with like what 6 minutes in, and then the rest of the game it was, or not the rest of the game, but the rest of the half it was 16-20. So I mean, we really turned it up defensive wise. Mm-hmm. We had a big timeout. You know, Gentry really let us know that, you know, we were playing soft, and it was time to pick it up. So we just kind of took that personally, and then just kind of showed up. You know.
It was a grind, and 33 points for you last night, and you were really feeling it from the floor there. What really clicked for you last night?
So, you know, the two games before, I had been missing long on my threes at Hayes and Ulysses, and I was getting really frustrated with that. And so my goal was to shoot shorter on my three-point shots. And, you know, when your threes are falling, everything's falling. So, you know, once you get that confidence going, you just can't really miss, and that's just kind of one of the nights I had. And you know, I didn't take any crazy shots, I thought, but it was just a bunch of good shots that we needed, and you know, they just fell for me. So it was good. Yeah, it was a great night for me.
Do you feel like your defense overall and yourself and for the team was probably at its best this year?
You know, we started off the year with good defensive wise. I mean, I'm thinking back to the Colby game at home. We just start out. We used to start out good on D, and we hadn't done that for a while, ever since the loss at Sterling in against Hugoton. And so, yeah, last night, you know, we didn't start off playing good D, but after that timeout, I'm telling you, yeah, we played hard for the rest of the game, and that really made a difference for us, so that was good for us.
It doesn't get any easier. You got to love it as a competitor, the competition you're going to have here. It starts with the final Friday night at home against Holcomb.
Yeah, I mean, they're a great team. You know, they're never just a team you can walk in and, you know, we're going to win this game. And that's what happened last time. We said we're going to walk in and win this game. And, you know, we lost by double digits. And so, I mean, they're a good team. And then I don't know who we have next, but I know it's Hugoton, Goodland, and Colby left in our schedule. And they're all great teams.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you got Goodland with that humongous size. I mean, there's probably four guys over 6'5", and then just Hugoton with the physicality, and you know, just a great team. And so, yeah, it's definitely going to be tough for us, but we're going to give it our best shot for sure and play a hard game.
All right, well, great job last night, Jackson, and great win for you guys on the road. And thanks again for joining me here, and good luck coming up here on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Jackson Rumford for joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're going to now talk here with head coach Brian Gentry as once again the Beavers get set to take on Holcomb on Friday night, part of winter homecoming. Well, coach, it was kind of an interesting Tuesday for you, a little bit different lineup for you last night, but shorter rotation, kind of a seven-player rotation, if I remember right. But for the most part, you did bring Avery in as well for a little bit in that second quarter right before half. But, man, down 15-4, felt like the kids took the message to heart out of that timeout.
That's what it sounds like, so that's good to know. But, no, I mean, the game started in about the worst way that it could, and our guys didn't panic. Kind of just started getting it down low and chipping away at that lead. So extremely proud of them. Their effort was fantastic. But, yeah, it was, you know, it takes a little bit of time to adjust to what Lakin's doing. You can tell the kids all about it, but until they feel it and get into it, you know, it's a little bit different. So I thought we did a good job of finding a rhythm. And then it was just the defense. The defense just, you know, it kept us in it long enough to let our offense get going a little bit. And then the second half, we continued to, you know, make shots, and the defense just was amazing.
The style that Lakin plays, and it's very comparable to Wichita Collegiate, where they rotate a lot of players in throughout the ball game. And One, I think you have to be happy you didn't have a game today. Second, how did you feel like that your players responded and practiced after, you know, it was a very intense and very physical 32 minutes of basketball?
Yeah, we kind of planned on that. we planned on practice not being, you know, as intense as it was last night. So I knew that coming in, so I probably cut them some slack. But they did a good job today. But, yeah, I mean, with them playing 9 to 10 guys and us rotating 7, I don't think I've ever heard our players breathe the way they were at halftime. It was a little strange. But they do. I mean, they come at you and they force you to play an up-tempo game. And that's fine. You know, we do need to take care of the ball better. And some of them were kind of lazy turnovers. Because we just, you know, we didn't anticipate them running through passing lanes, and that's what they do. When you're talking about Lakin and Wichita Collegiate, I mean, they've taken Lakin's team down to Wichita Collegiate to talk and listen to their coach. So I just thought our guys just never wavered. You know, it didn't matter how bad it got early. They just continued to battle and fight, and it was a fun atmosphere. It was it was crazy. It was chaotic, which is kind of what they want.
Yeah.
And we just kept on battling.
But I think as a competitor, and you got to feel like that you kind of love those atmospheres and thrive in them, especially when you're the villain coming in.
Yeah, right. It is. I mean, it is fun to take a team on the road, which we have done a number of times this year, and go to somebody else's home gym and try to knock them off. So it was exciting. You know, both crowds were into it. I mean, I think we hit the popcorn vendor a couple times in the stands with some passes, so everybody better be aware when we have the ball.
That's right. But I tell you what, the players you saw some big time players step up. It was great to get Avery back. That was huge for you guys as well last night. And then of course you had, you know, Coy really was a great role player again, and another one that really deserves a lot of accolades, and he took his game a couple levels up as Camden.
Yeah, he's continued to be aggressive at practice. You know, on our second group that plays against the, you know, the 5-6 starters, whatever it is, he's continued to be aggressive and attack the basket. And defensively, he's physical, he's athletic, so he's doing a good job. You know, I thought Brooks played great on defense last night as well. But I don't know who didn't play great on defense last night actually. And like Sage was talking about earlier, you know, with his foul trouble, it was tough to have him on the bench when they have two bigs. And when he was in there late in the game, really contested at the rim, got some rebounds, got tied up a couple of times with some strange calls. But, you know, I thought all of our guys did a fantastic job.
Well, we were just talking about that with Sage there, that fourth foul. He's driving in strong to the basket there in the third quarter, this fourth foul. You're thinking, oh, no, but then he gets the blocking foul.
I was sure he was coming out for the rest. But what a strange play.
Yeah.
We're trying to sub him in. The horn sounds. There's no whistle blown to start play. And they just gave him the ball, and they shot a layup. None of our guys were even paying attention. So, I mean, that's probably – bad coaching, I guess, because we were just standing there. Jackson was still talking to somebody about what happened, and then they shot a layup. So.
Well, I think kind of the other team was a little – the three of the five, anyway, were kind of on the same page with everybody else.
Yeah, well, then when they scored, I think everybody else just stood there too, like, what are we doing?
Right. I guess so, it helped out with the clock. It ran down.
Yeah,
a couple
just keep
seconds.
Running, yeah. I guess. I mean, just whatever.
Well, you turn your attention. It's rest of the season, four games here. It's all return teams on the schedule, and it starts with Holcomb at home on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, a team that's playing really well, and they've really started to go. Is that another turnover?
Ouch.
They're really starting to play through Noel a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that they didn't early, but now it's almost a four out, and he's going to post up and really dominate the post. So it's going to be a challenge. I mean, foul trouble, getting out of foul trouble, staying out of foul trouble is going to be key. and then, you know, when you look back on the last game that we played against them, the real difference maker was we were kind of lazy and reaching, and we got caught in some foul trouble early in the fourth quarter, and they shot a bunch of free throws. So our guys need to respond. You know, after Tuesday, we should be, you know, confident, and it should be exciting. I mean, our schedule is very, very tough. And when you look at it, you know, you go Holcomb, and then you go Colby or Hugoton, Colby, all these, you know, Goodland. I mean, like state-ranked teams.
Yeah.
You know, so what else more do you want, man? It's going to be exciting, so everybody better buckle up.
Well, it definitely gets you prepared for the postseason.
Absolutely. I mean, you go through our league, there's not a lot of other teams out there that are going to be that much better. I mean, yeah. You've got a handful of them, yeah, that have kind of separated themselves mm-hmm. throughout the year. But, you know, we're tested, mm-hmm. You know, we're starting to peak at the right time.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here as Scott City gets Holcomb for winter homecoming on Friday. And thanks again for the time here, Coach, and we'll see you on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.